security improvements to the Capitol complex. Lawmakers unveiled their plan to form the commission on Friday after weeks of delicate negotiations. Both bills are expected to pass the House, but passage in the Senate is uncertain. Gas shortages have spread from the south up the northeast coast and almost exhausting supplies in Washington, D.C. The runs on gasoline follow a ransomware attack that forced the nation's largest gasoline pipeline to shut down. Colonial Pipeline, a Georgia-based company, reported making substantial progress in getting the pipeline back in full service. This is SRN News.
Let me ask you, what does your perfect wedding day look like? I'll bet you've imagined it over and over again. The crisp spring air, the fresh grass giving way beneath you as you walk towards your future, surrounded by the people you love the most. So what's in the way of you believing it's possible for you to have it? Are you believing the lie that you are meant to be alone? Or maybe you don't know what a Christian romance should look like or where to find it. Hi, I'm Jackie Dorman. And I invite you to join me in my free Married in 12 Months challenge, where you will discover your heart's desire of a loving marriage. In this challenge, I'll teach you why now's your time to find love. What are the lies that are holding you back? Why God wants you married, the biblical law of attraction, and the tools to become a bride. Don't wait any longer. Just sign up for my free Married in 12 Months 5-day challenge at lovestories.com, and you can start your journey to find that lasting, loving relationship now. Join me at lovestories.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our 50% off May special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. That's 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. And don't forget our May 50% off.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
The biscuits are back, making fresh memories nightly. Come bake them at Riverwalk each Thursday with Free Shirt Thursdays, featuring Thirsty Thursday drink specials. The first 1,000 fans 15 and over will receive a free t-shirt on each Thursday night game. Join us on May 13th at 6:35 for Record-Breaking Night, presented by Alpha Insurance, as we celebrate great achievements in sports and around the River Region. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away $50,000 and a BMW. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win. Drawings June 4th and 5th.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are batting 1,000 on the weekend weather once again this week. Tonight will be rather comfortable, mostly clear skies, not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow is a warmer day, but not humid. High tomorrow around 85, more sunshine. And then mid to upper 80s on Monday, still dry. Scattered showers returning to the forecast on Tuesday and Wednesday. Have a nice weekend from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, thank y'all so much for understanding. Just hold your calls and let's get through this.
So tell us, Michael, your miners, your researchers, tell us about what they found.
Yeah, we found more about Seidel than we ever knew. And I had not really focused that much on Seidel. I had focused on the machines, as our team had done. And the issue of Dominion or Smartmatic connecting to the internet was obvious from looking at the testing results that are reported publicly. So that part really was hilarious, listening to people claim that it's not connected to the internet when all the testing documents that are used talk about the connections to the internet. And so the question becomes, did they plug them in? So that's the parsing that's being done by these attorneys right now. Well, yeah, they had it, but they didn't plug it in. And that's a joke. So what we looked at was Seidel, and some of the people that you're referring to asked us to look into Seidel, and so we have been. And just this morning, we have breaking information. I've never seen this anywhere, that in a few months after the Obama administration took office, in June specifically, so he had been in office 5 months, the Seidel company, now we have to step back a minute. The Seidel company has many names in many locations all over the world. And there was this notion that Seidel went bankrupt a week before the November election last year, and therefore they weren't in operation at the time of the election. Well, that may have been technically true from a legal viewpoint, but the fact is, in Spain alone, there were 7 Seidel corporations, and only 2 were involved with the quote bankruptcy, but it really wasn't a bankruptcy. When you look at the financials, and we have them, they're publicly available. What you see is they called it a bankruptcy, but it was really a merger with a British corporation by the name of Paragon Group Limited. And Paragon Group Limited has 118 subsidiaries. So in addition to the Seidel subsidiaries, you've got these 118 Paragon subsidiaries. Only 2 of those were merged. The other 5 continued operating in Spain, in Barcelona and Madrid mainly, but also in Valencia. And They carried right on. So the idea that they went bankrupt is misdirection. Okay, so we looked at this company, and it's intriguing, the idea that they would send all the data to Spain to manipulate the election. Now, from a legal standpoint, that makes sense because they can't be reached by U.S. law if they're operating in another country. Now, they could break the Spanish laws, but they aren't breaking the U.S. laws when they're sitting outside the U.S. They may be committing sedition and treason, but they may not be breaking the law, which sounds kind of strange. But anyway, we looked at this company in Spain and tracked its ownership. And sure enough, a week before the November election, they sold to this British company. And this British company is heavily involved in printing of ballots specifically, and in election systems. So that's where the Ireland connection that you found comes into play, because they have operations in Ireland, multiple operations in Ireland, many in England, Sweden, Germany, Austria, no, not Austria, Peru, Bolivia, Venezuela, you name it. Every name that's coming up now is involved in this Paragon company. But the Seidel company kept bothering us because we said, where is the operation for Seidel in the U.S.? And sure enough, the records are a little difficult, but not impossible to find. We see that there was a company created called Seidel USA, LLC, limited liability company. And there were various locations where they had registered with various states. They're in Texas, they're in Florida, they are in Maryland and a couple other places, or Virginia and a couple other places. They're all using a Florida address in Tampa, Florida. And when we looked at the map of where they were located between the Tampa airport and Central Command, about halfway between. So they could easily pick people up at either place and hide their activity. But what it's real clear now from looking at the information is that this was a Central Command operation, and that it was specifically regarding election rigging. So we also found that there was a company related to Seidel, that Seidel later bought this company, called SOE Software. And that company started in 2001, about the time IBM stole my software, and they started working on copying our social networking invention. This company called SOE Software had about 25 people, and they were actually doing software development. So what it looks like is that SOE Software was hired by CENTCOM to build this Seidel system and get it ready for prime time, which appears to have occurred in 2010. And then in 2009, Seidel USA LLC was formed in Florida with operations in these various countries, states, including Virginia. And it was in Virginia that we found the corporate records. The corporate records for this operation were really hard to obtain. Mostly they were cursory, and only in the case of Virginia do we actually were able to get to the corporate filings themselves. And here's what's so shocking. In 2009, they formed this Seidel USA LLC in Florida, in Tampa, between CENTCOM and the U.S. airport, in the Tampa airport. And then in 2010, this LLC from Tampa assigns 100% of its ownership to Seidel Secure Electronic Voting SA, which is headquartered in Barcelona, Spain. So we see a complete transfer of ownership. And then here's the smoking gun. Seidel USA LLC started almost immediately getting contracts. And we have records of 30 different contracts over the next 24 months.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest. So you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you. Or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories for the 2021 season. Come bake them at Riverwalk Stadium with fun for all ages. Experience the baseball, food, giveaways, Max fireworks, and more. Visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Let's get back into this.
For election services through an element of the Department of Development, Department of Defense, called the Business Transformation Agency. And surprisingly, that agency doesn't exist anymore. But at the time, they were real hot to hire Seidel LLC to help them with election system. So we have these contracts that occurred almost immediately after this transfer of ownership to Spain. I don't know how you can get much clearer than that. Our government was selling us out. Our military at Central Command was selling us out.
Yes. And Central Command was founded in 1980, which was literally the year after they had developed OPTEC in Venezuela. And so when you had found that all these things through Seidel lead right back to sitting next to basically one of the major intelligence centers, it's the one that controls the central countries, and it manipulates them. I mean, this is an attack group. This is, they're not just sitting around collecting intelligence. They are actively going after those that they are collecting intelligence from. So they already have the capacities to do these things. So they are manipulating the elections through the very election machines, which Jeffrey Patty and Mark Malik Brown have distributed to over, at least that I know of, 17 countries where they, you know, are happy to say that they basically have manipulated elections. And one of them is America. And then they literally describe the way, how many elections they have basically manipulated.
Right.
Now, CENTCOM, Central Command, is literally would at the same time would have been receiving this very sensitive, top secret, high level, most powerful tool that there is, because if you can control elections, you control countries, you control who the leaders are, you control the narrative, and you can oust anybody you want. You can insert fake parts in the election so later you can claim it was bad, but ignore it if you had the right results, you know. So you can manipulate all these things. And here we are down in Tampa, Florida, where I pointed out when you said this was CENTCOM, was probably the is no doubt the Department of Defense component that has been controlling this all along. That's also where they brought in the UN troops when they were practicing for the Strong Cities deployment. And that deployment is throughout all of America because Obama did it, because he didn't get the agreement of the Congress, but he took UN I don't even know names for these. These are United Nations manipulations of culture, and that's what all the FEMA exercises. And in Tampa, literally, they brought in, and we saw pictures of it, troops from all over the world controlled by the United Nations into America to do exercises. And this is the same exact spot. You know, these are the people who I don't understand how you could work in a place like that and not become a whistleblower. Because if also same question I want to ask is, we're talking about the electronic end of it, the corporation end of it. The electronic end of it is being handled by quite a few people. The corporation end of it, nobody got. That is our work, particularly the miners' work. But how that actually plays out with fraud is you have 10,000 people who committed fraud during that election that we literally have videos of, 40,000 affidavits. You have people who are being videoed committing crimes, federal crimes. Nothing ever happened. We are at a point when this must be taken back by the states. And so what we are doing here, and we said it from the beginning, the states have to take back their rights of elections and do it all over again and have only paper ballots and make sure that they can be counted by humans and not machines. So I'm sorry, I'm on my soapbox.
Okay, I didn't know some of those things about CENTCOM. We were just looking at the facts of the circumstances here. But isn't Central Forces or Special Forces headquartered at CENTCOM as well?
Yes, they were the deployment unit to begin with back in the old days. Matter of fact, I was part of that at one point. It was 101st Airborne was the readiness group, one section of it, and I don't want to get into that. But anyway, the military, yes, has a group that is literally actively engaging in warfare, cyber warfare. When they control Obama's bombs, were all controlled from CENTCOM. All of the drones were literally controlled from Tampa, Florida, the ones that were bombing people in Iraq and other places. Mm-hmm. So, yes, this is an active, horrifyingly militaristic center that is engaged in not only... This is electronic warfare. That's what we called it in those days. But anyway, get back to Seidel. I got distracted on where Seidel was and that CENTCOM is so close to Seidel that you can literally...
Let's talk about that in terms of what's the difference between Seidel and Dominion, Smartmatic, and Hardener Civic. So think of it this way. You've got your machine, your PC. That's these machines. And then you want to connect it to the communication network. You plug in an Ethernet cable or a modem cable. And then you connect to the outside world. The Seidel portion of this is the part that connects with all the other server centers. And it also appears that they actually provide a number of pieces of manipulation software once that data arrives in its server location. And they've got a very convoluted corporate structure between Seidel, Dominion, Smartmatic, and Paragon. But we have to keep in mind here right now that with the takeover of these election systems by Paragon, the British are in charge of all of our elections throughout the country. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. It's the British who are running this operation, and probably have been ever since, in that whole kabuki theater with going bankrupt and moving it all to London was no doubt many years in existence before that public information ever came out. So what we have is attorneys, again, corporate corruptocrats, papering over the corruption of what these people are up to. And even in that papering over, they can't hide everything. And the beauty of this document that was just discovered is it was a part of about a 7,000-page archive in the state of Virginia, where the documents themselves were not accessible when you just clicked on their names, but they were buried in these huge archive documents. So we thank our researchers for finding that. And it actually is the actual filings of this company. And it looks like, even though they're addressed in Florida, their main operation is in Virginia. They used an attorney in Virginia, and all of their key operations and all their documents are filed in Virginia. And they say it's a Virginia corporation. The Florida records are very scant. And there's also a version of this company in Texas, which is also not available. So we were thinking we weren't going to get much more information until this discovery this morning.
Well, I like what you did. The Michigan team came to us, and you were there, of course, and spoke with Conclave and asked us if we would help. And the point was, they had done exquisite work on the computer analysis, the stuff that when you were talking with him, I said to Betsy afterwards, I think they used 65 words in a row that I didn't know what any of them meant. The CEO of Dominion, Mr. Polis, came and he testified before Michigan, and everything he said was a lie. And the first thing out of his mouth was a big fat lie, because he said he was an American company centered in Denver. No, he wasn't. He was founded in Toronto. He's a Canadian / British / Pilgrim Society / controlled by Mark Malik Brown and Jeffrey Patty and the Queen's Privy Council members. And he didn't mention that. And he didn't mention that his headquarters in Toronto shared a floor with George Soros's Open Tides Foundation. And he didn't mention that after this was brought out, that the human error, they supposedly say, that happened in Michigan with all those votes, he picked up his company and disappeared and now claims he isn't even centered in Canada, Toronto, and was never in that office. Tell us a little bit.
They didn't. We looked at all those operations in the U.S. And while they tried to cover their tracks, they weren't very good at it, because some of these states had paperwork that showed that he's not Denver-based, that he's Toronto-based. And even in some of his documents, he uses the Toronto address with his signature on it. Whoops. So we were easily able to prove that everything that came out of his mouth was a lie. And he just, I'm sure, counted on nobody looking. And when you do look, and you haven't done this before, everything they do is convoluted, everything. So therefore, we expect it now, so we just plow through it. But for most people who don't know whether they should take the time or not, I can see most people wouldn't. But now that we see these GSA contracts and this handing over of an American corporation to the Spanish, and that company and that system and network handles the was assigned to handle the American election. I mean, it can't get more obvious.
No, it can't. All right, I'm going to open the phones up. We're going to take this big whopping five-minute break and come back. 272-9228. I'm going to run downstairs, but I'll be back up in about 4 minutes. 272-9228. Phones are open. I'd like to get some feedback from you fellas and ladies and what have you. This is Clear in the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. Well, I'm here till 10. I'll be back.
Hello, everybody. everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Have you ever left your doctor's office really sick with your head hurting and your stomach hurting and gone to one of those chain pharmacy stores to be told that it's going to be a couple of hours before they can have your prescription ready and then suggest that you grab a buggy and shop? Grab a buggy and shop? Really? Who feels like shopping when you're sick? It seems to me like they're more interested in selling the overpriced stuff in the store than taking care of their pharmacy customers. Wouldn't you like to find a pharmacy that cares about you?
Folks, I know this sounds silly, but it happens all the time. This is James Jones with Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Greenville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and now in Phenix City. We're dedicated to the idea that quality pharmacy care means prompt prescriptions and the personal care and attention you deserve. We will normally have your prescription filled in 14 minutes or less. At our local hometown pharmacies, we like to think of ourselves as part of your health care team and not just a pill store. We are local folks and proud to serve the local areas. Come see us.
Hey y'all, I'm Allison Robertson, team leader and associate broker of the A-Team at Local Realty. We offer a $2,900 full-service flat listing fee that can save you thousands on selling your home without sacrificing the service you receive. This allows sellers to hold on to more of their hard-earned equity. I've been a realtor in the River Region for over 5 years, and I'm also a veteran. Let us revolutionize your home selling experience. It's worth a conversation. Give us a call at 334-424-3080.
We at Zaza Sears Italian would like to personally invite you to take a break and enjoy a great meal with us. We have comfortable outdoor dining and a fun, relaxing atmosphere inside. Zaza has a new head chef and a staff who will make sure you have a great dining experience and delicious food. We are open for dinner at 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Open 11 to 9 on Sunday for the best brunch in town from 11 to 3. You can find our menu and make reservations at ZazaSearsItalian.com or just drop by. Zaza Sears Italian, in the alley, downtown.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are batting 1,000 on the weekend weather once again this week. Tonight will be rather comfortable, mostly clear skies, not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow is a warmer day, but not humid. High tomorrow around 85, more sunshine. And then mid to upper 80s on Monday, still dry. Scattered showers returning to the forecast on Tuesday and Wednesday. Have a nice weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
And welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, and we have a full bank of calls. Hey, caller, you are on the air. Thank you for calling.
Oh,
thanks for having me.
I'm just kind of
not really focused on any one thing tonight. I know there's been a major dominating theme tonight on your show.
Yeah, it's okay. Whatever you want to talk about is cool with me.
I'm feeling hopeful and I'm feeling pessimistic at the same time.
I understand.
And I think it was Aldous Huxley who said that that when you see totalitarianism rolled out, and I'm paraphrasing, but when you see totalitarianism being rolled out, you're going to have maybe a very small segment of the population that just bend the knee and say, okay,
ain't that the truth?
We accept it.
Yeah.
Then you have the largest section of the population are the ones who say, we know this is wrong, we don't trust this, but we've just got to go along to get along.
Oh, wow.
And then you have the small segment, which would be accounted for by people like yourself, myself, and the people who listen to the show, say, no, we're not bending the knee. This is wrong. This is absolutely wrong. And I know back in December of 2019, when I started hearing about COVID-19, or not, they were calling it the coronavirus.
Right.
My first impulse was, this is wrong. This is a scam. This is a delivery system for totalitarianism and to get us to take some kind of a screwed up vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know whether this was just about greed and making money. Now I see that it is a master move by the New World Order to subjugate us all.
Well said.
Under it. And we are in big trouble.
Amen.
And the thing that frustrates me the most is this passive attitude of, when are we going to get back to normal? Totally wrong question to ask.
Exactly.
The correct question to ask is, when are we going to stop putting up with tyranny? This isn't about passively waiting for things to go back to normal. This is about getting organized. This is about getting into a community, solidarity with other people. Because the only way we're going to win is if we all band together, billions of us, and say, to hell with the New World Order, the deep state, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what to call it. They're scum.
You got it.
And, you know, we are billions strong, but I used this metaphor, I think the first time I called, the one ring to rule them all. Basically, when you have control of the media, when you have control of the information stream, you have control of human consciousness. When you have control of human consciousness, when you've hijacked human consciousness, well, the human imagination is an extremely powerful thing. It's
Amen.
A manifestational tool.
Yep.
And when you control all of human consciousness, then you, as, you know, the controller of this powerful force that you've harnessed, you've hijacked human consciousness, you can get the entire, you know, 8 billion people on the planet to manifest your vision of dark control.
Wow. Well
said.
So,
turn it around. 8 billion people almost now on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Outnumber them. You can get all of those scumbags, those Luciferian psychopaths, into one room.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. We have the strength. We have the numbers.
Yep.
Stand up, people.
Amen.
Stop bending the knee. The only reason we're in this situation now is because all of you collectively chose to submit. Stop submitting. And unfortunately, I'm only talking to the, I'm preaching to the choir right now, unfortunately. But
you're preaching. That's good.
When people suffer enough, and I see it, people are really suffering. They're suffering because of this insult to their sovereignty. To their creativity, to their free spiritedness, to their humanity.
Yep.
They're suffering. There is nothing worse in the world than giving up your dignity and your sovereignty and your humanity. I really, ultimately, it's a very subtle and creeping kind of pain. But it is very painful, and it's always kind of there in the backdrop of your awareness.
Right.
Just demeaning you and diminishing you. and people are starting to feel the pain. I hope to God that they wake up, stand up, get off their knees, and say, to hell with you, you scumbag deep state New World Order. How dare you take our freedom? How dare you engage us in this controlled demolition of our quality of life? I'm angry. Can you tell?
I love it. You keep going, man. You're speaking for all of us. Go ahead.
Well,
you're right. You're absolutely right in everything you just said.
Yeah, I didn't even know what I was going to say when I called. I just knew that I needed to contribute. I needed to get this out there.
Those are the best calls. Best kind of calls.
But I guess the best strategy is to awaken as many people as possible, because we have the numbers. We're humanity.
Yes, yes.
They are the human administration of a negative spiritual power. These lower astral entities, demonic entities, I guarantee you, everybody at the top of that panoptic eye at the top of the pyramid, you call them, they are Luciferian psychopaths. I love that particular label you've given them. It is so true.
It is.
They are worshipers of Satan. They have sold their souls, and we are God's children.
Yep.
And we need, God's children aren't, being a child of God isn't about being pathetic and weak.
That's right.
And falling down to your knees. It's about standing up and knowing whose we are.
That's right.
We are God's children.
Amen.
You know, we are children of the living God.
That's right. You're right.
And it's time for us to start acting like that. It's time for the men to start acting like warriors. It's time for us to take up our strength and our sovereignty and stand the hell up.
Amen.
Please, people, anybody within, who's hearing my voice tonight, I know it's a very limited audience. Spread the word. Get out there. Get off your knees. And act like men, act like warriors, and tell these scumbag Luciferian psychopaths that you're not going to have our soul. You're not going to have the souls of our children.
I love it.
You're done.
Game over.
Yeah, I hope so.
I love it.
I think it was a Bruce Lee movie called Game of Death.
It was
his last movie.
Okay, yes.
It was kind of a cheap movie, but. There's a line in there where he says, it's better to die a piece of broken jade than to live a life of clay.
That's right.
Yeah. So, no matter what, at least keep your dignity. Keep
Amen.
Your strength.
Amen.
Time for men to be men again.
Yes, sir, it is.
But anyway, I'll let you talk to some other people.
Great call.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me talk, and thank you for your show. I really enjoy it. I love it.
Thank you.
And you're the best, man.
Appreciate
Thanks a lot.
It. Take care. That was a great call. Really great call. Hey, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, hold on a second. Terry Adams.
Sam! What's up, buddy?
Hold on, brother. I've done everything wrong. Got you on speaker.
Uh-oh. I can't have that.
All right. I am prepared. I'm sitting here on the south side of Montgomery.
Bless your heart.
At my mother's, and we've had a good few days. Man, it's been great. The local Holiness Church is about 200 feet from me. They're having a big get together. You may hear them in the background.
Partiers, huh?
I keep wondering to myself. I don't believe they're handling snakes tonight. Sounds like more of a party. But if I brought my own snake, would they welcome me in?
Yes, they would.
Because
absolutely.
I am. 1 second.
You're cracking yourself.
I have my volume turned all the way down. Gary, yeah. You sound great, brother. I just want to give you kudos on the show. It's all about the information, and you're putting out some good stuff. And I'm one of them. But you've got to understand, I'm one of many. I'm still in shock over the outright and completely contemptuous stealing of the election. And when some hope comes my way, man, I hope there's some people that take serious the investigation and then the information. They just, I needed it. I needed it, man. Your show is really hitting home tonight. So,
thank you, Sam. I appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, bro. I just want you to know it doesn't land on deaf ears. It really, you know, it's helping me.
Yeah, you say that to all of them.
Anyway, I had a couple of things I was going to gripe about, but I wanted to throw this out there. Earlier, I thought about it. Old girl, what was her name? Shakara?
I don't know.
She used to call in.
Oh, yeah, Sahara.
Sahara. I wish it'd be nice to hear from her again. You know, we all read and do our own investigations and read up on stuff. And like I said, she was bold enough to share what she had heard and what she had thought. And don't be shy. Lord knows I'm not afraid to call in. And anyways, there's no shame in this game, and it'd sure be nice to hear from her again. That's what I wanted to say.
Cool. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, Terry, listen, God bless. Let me get off here. All right.
See ya. Bye.
Hold on.
Okay. All right, got to hit a break. Be back.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the Boston Report.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
In the Army National Guard, soldiers serve part-time and close to home.
My community means everything to me. It helps shape me into who I am today and is where I choose to raise my own family. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from. And as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The education benefits I got from serving helped me get my degree and jumpstart my career. The training and leadership skills I've gained from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people, help my neighbors, and look out for my community. I know that when my neighbors need us the most, my fellow soldiers and I will be ready. My family loves it here, and my part-time service means we get to stay here.
Serve part-time in the community you live in as a proud member of the Army National Guard. Talk to your local recruiter or visit NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
And welcome back to Clearing the Air. And friend of the program, Comrade Crawdad, is on the phone. Hello.
That's Tavares.
Hello, Tavares. How are you today?
I had a question.
Yeah,
Joey, you know who, blew a head gasket in his little car there.
I didn't know that.
And when I heard, yeah, and when I heard about that, I thought, now somebody who knows a lot about motors and engines, when you should tap him. So tell me something.
Uh-huh.
Depending on how bad, if it was just the head gasket and he didn't drive it hardly, he had it towed, you know.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, actually, friend of the listener.
Yeah.
Went and towed him.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking there's a possibility that he could repair that engine and salvage the car rather than call of the day.
What are they?
I just wanted to get your opinion on that. Isn't that something that possibly could be worked on just if it was just the gasket?
It's just the head gasket. All he has to do is replace the head gasket.
Aha!
I mean, I don't. Is that, are they saying?
I know what I was talking about.
Are they saying that he has to replace his engine?
No, I don't know any more details other than when he had it towed, he towed it down to Don Duncan.
Yeah.
And from that point, I don't know. But when I heard that they told him, yeah, you blew a head gasket, I'm thinking it might not be as terribly bad as you think.
No.
He's thinking that the car is, you know, kaput.
No, not at all.
No, I didn't think so. I thought if it's just a head gasket, you know, and you didn't screw up your timing and all that stuff, maybe you could get away without having to buy another car.
All that's going to happen when you blow a head gasket is the exhaust fumes and all, everything can mix together. So you're going to get coolant, you know, getting into the engine and all that. Provided he didn't drive it and heat it up and overheat it, I think he'll be fine.
Well, somebody needs to tell young Joey this because he's very despondent about his BMW being,
You know,
he thinks it's goner, and I went over, I thought, no, you need to talk to somebody like Terry.
Well, I've got a BMW Master Tech that lives a few houses down.
Well, I'll be doggone.
I'll go talk
see
to
if
him
we just
it.
Don't at 3 degrees of separation there.
Yep.
Young Joey Clark, if you're listening, check with Mr. Terry there.
Yep, I'll text him and let him know. It's the first time I've heard of it.
Another note.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir.
In the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word looked out and spoke life into everything that was not.
Yep, that is
and
correct.
And from that, the first thing he said was, let there be light, and then there was light. And it went on from there. It was all because the great being, the Creator, thought existence into being.
That's right.
Now, the Greek Orthodox and the Eastern Orthodox tradition is that Jesus Christ, the spiritual essence, him, that came and was in the flesh, was actually that, the Word himself, the living Word, and in Greek that's called Logos.
Yeah, that's what the book of John says, yes.
Okay. I truly believe that there's the God, the Father, and the Son, and they are separate, and they're equal, and they're one at the same time. It kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's way over our heads. Yeah, it's way over our head, yeah.
Yeah. But then again, I think about this. If you had a great sea of water and you looked out at the ocean, when you said, pick me out a molecule here, you can't. It's all combined. And then you could purposefully, if you set about it, you could separate little droplets.
Uh-huh.
And then if you put the little droplet back in the big, it goes right back in. Are we not all part of the same essence of creation, of the magic
Absolutely.
Of the Maker?
Absolutely.
And what is time? If there was in the beginning nothing and he created everything, it's all just part of our perception of what we see as three-dimensional realm.
That's right. That's what we use to wrap our mind around how all this works.
Tock, tick, tock.
Right.
How many times does it take for the little atomic clock to go tick?
That's right.
When you take away everything that is tangible, solid, when you take all that away, time becomes irrelevant. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist, because it is a concept that is applied to measuring tangible things. When you get outside of tangibility, the non-real, corporeal sense, in the beginning, you know, it used to blow my mind when I was a kid. When my great-grandmother died and they wouldn't let me go to the funeral at 5, I became aware of everybody dies. That was at 5 years old.
That's right.
And it was the beginning of my thinking processes about reality and what they told you in Sunday school and how it really applies to you even when you're a little five-year-old kid and your great-grandmother dies.
That's right.
But she's not dead, you see. That's the thing.
That's right.
In the spirit, we are alive.
Consciousness.
We always were alive. We always will be alive. And we're a part of him.
Yeah, we are. That little thread runs through us all. It absolutely does.
And if you separate yourself from him, he will let you choose to do so because he gave you that free will if you choose to separate yourself from him.
Right.
If you screw up bad enough and you say, I really screwed up, he says, okay, tell me what you did. And you say, well, you know what I did. And he says, yeah, but tell me anyway.
Yeah, confess it with your
mouth. Well, I tell you what I did. I took that little bug out there and I squished it because I wanted to see what it would be like. And I felt really bad because I squished that little bug. I'm terribly sorry. That's called contrition.
Yeah.
That's what we've lost in our sense of godliness. We have lost our contrition. We do things and then we don't feel bad for it. We don't apologize for it. But if you have a conscience, no matter what you did, if you say, I am so sorry, it kills me that I did that. I wish I could just undo it. Your punishment is that you have to live with remembering it. On the other hand, God says, I forgot you.
Yep.
Man, I forgot that.
Yep.
You're forgiven. And my point being, Mr. Terry, I want to tell you, I appreciate your friendship. You say you don't have enough friends. You don't know how blessed you are. You got tons of friends.
Well, I appreciate
you got people
that.
Praying for you all the time.
Thank you for that.
We're all in
that.
This together. And this was one moment, and it's all a million years all at the same time, which is what blows my mind. You were talking about previous cultures?
Yes.
When he went into Sodom,
yes,
okay?
You're right.
Lot and his family. Lot was the nephew of Noah. What? No, 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 can't be.
No,
Moses, right?
Sounds right.
He was a nephew. Okay, I'm not all up to that. But
me either.
The point was that there was some recent stuff in the Indus Valley, geologically speaking, that what looks like may have been a cataclysmic event that was either a comet hit, a meteorite hit in the Indus Valley. You have all this layer of vitrified sand and glass, and not only that, Terry, but some stone that was used in building some of these cities.
Uh-huh.
It, too, is vitrified. Now, this is kind of hard to do because if you take a bolt of lightning and you blast a block of granite, go up to Stone Mountain.
Yeah.
Walk around on top of Stone Mountain. All those little divots you see, those are lightning strikes.
Uh-huh.
That's where it blew away a little piece of the granite on top of Stone Mountain.
Uh-huh.
But when you hit something hard enough so many times that the glass, the silica that is in the natural stone vitrifies and turns to glass, that ain't just lightning strike. That's heaven above bombarding something.
You better believe it.
Yes.
Oh, well, he was the nephew of Abraham. He was Abraham.
Sometimes, despite Dr. Fauci and his science is meant, the process of science is meant to be peer-reviewed and re-verified or bumped over and over again.
That's right, constantly.
And there's a thing that's called the null hypothesis, is where you have a theory, and you yourself, in order to strengthen your theory, attempt to disprove it and invite others to do so also.
That's right. That's the way it should be.
It's called the null hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
When you keep failing to disprove that God is real, it lends the credence that you fail to disprove that God is real. It doesn't make you right that God is not there.
That's right.
But that's the thing that the evil one, the liar, the enemy, he has been working overtime trying to convince us that science is real more than anything else. And forget your spirituality. Listen to the science.
Exactly.
There's a bunch of hooey.
Absolutely, it is.
I go outside, Terry, I go outside a lot, and I sit outside, and I look up.
Me too.
I see the blue.
Me too.
I look up, I see the tree, I see the green, I see the birds. I look at my little dog, and everywhere I see is the miracle of creation, which is the hand of the Almighty Maker who gave us this place to live.
Absolutely.
And we need to, as it says, take dominion, which is not means to, you know, destroy. Dominion is to tend to and take care of,
right,
including each other. So with that, my friend, you're on my mind.
Thank you.
You will do better.
I appreciate
you will feel
that.
Better.
Thank you.
I pray this in the name of Jesus, Lord Christ. Amen.
Cool. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Terry.
Take care. Wow, I don't know what to say about that. Thank you so much. But you're absolutely right. We are a spiritual being trapped in a physical body, which the body really doesn't mean a lot. It's the temple of God, but it's made to decay because it's temporary. But our spirituality, that little thread of the divine creator, whom I choose to call God, and that's all caps, it runs through us all. It runs through him. That's why we're special.